The third song is going to be done by the choir, and it's going to be later on, audience going to sing and our congregation going to sing together. So this song, is anything too hard for me, it's actually taken from Jeremiah 32, and it's just good to see it put into music now. And we have much to thank God for in our very brief acquaintance with Pratim. And he's come up with this special arrangement. But much more than the music, it's just simply the Lord's word to all of us, reminding us that really is nothing too hard for Him. So we're going to take a little bit of time to get a choir to come here, assemble, lead us, and then we join in together. Okay? Here we go. Choir, please come on up.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, choir and congregation. And this has been a very, very exciting and humbling time as well, as we remember the Lord's goodness. If you were to ask me what I think about, which I'm going to share with you as I think of our church's anniversary, and I will tell you this outright. I didn't expect that a song like this would be sung. And yet it is there. And I thank you for receiving it so well, and just praying that perhaps God will cause us, enable us to write some more new songs, as it were, for the Lord in the years to come. Okay? So, Liwa, next target, write songs. Who knows how the Lord would arrange for that to happen, and that would be a great challenge for us to consider. And you never know how the Lord would lead and bless. Well, let's pray together. Our Father, we thank you as we celebrate your goodness to us this last 40 plus 5 years. And Father, we pray that our hearts and our minds will be kept on the right track. And we will never forget that it is all about you, your grace, your mercy, and everything that we have is from you. And we pray that you will bless us as we take time to meditate upon your word. But I'll ask you to bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, this is also Communion Sunday, so I'm just going to take you into the book of Jeremiah. This is one book that I read over 45 years ago. It was the theme for 3 years of our family camp before we started with Isaiah. So we have some knowledge of this book, maybe not a thorough knowledge, but it is there. So if you were to ask me today how I look at Jeremiah, the book of Jeremiah, 45 years later, and I would summarize it in 3 words. 1, remembering. So much to remember. And then secondly, to rejoice. And thirdly, to renew. Now I'm going to share these thoughts with you as I remember. And I really appreciated what Adela asked me just yesterday. And she said to me, "Dad, what do you remember when you first started out? What is it, what stays in your mind after all these years? Many things are forgotten. What are the things that are actually being remembered?" And I think that is really, really great challenge. Because we were in Jalan Lakum, and half the people are not here then. And the challenge was to ask whether we can fill the church. Whether we can have programs full enough for us to occupy, to justify our building, that 4+1 basement building. Many memories. I remember how we dedicated the Lord's house, and what I shared on that day, not unto us, to the Lord be glory given. And always to remember, at so many, God has given us things to remember. Don't forget them. They are there for a purpose, and they are there, and they're just wonderful. And one of the things I remember was this by Jeremiah chapter 1. Well, let's take a look at what this is. Not everybody would find this applicable, but to me, 45 years ago, this was more than applicable. What if you were being tasked to build a church from scratch? That was a real privilege. It's literally starting from scratch with next to now 25 people. That's all we had. And how do we stay on course? What are the things to remember? And there it was. I remember these words in chapter 1 and verse 6, where the Lord called. Those words are words I read remembering those days. Our Lord God, behold, I cannot speak. I am a youth. So there were remarks about me being a, you know, and a little child shall lead them. And they were not terribly nice words then. Because when a person looks at a young pastor, they think this person is young, this person is youthful. What can he say? What can he do? How can he lead the church? How can he be a pastor? And that became a great challenge. How do you overcome this? And the answer is really important. So instead of fear, faith came in. Faith in what? And I want to share this with you. I think this is important for all of us, to all the young people out there, to the younger pastors out there. The challenge is the same. Find that faith and exercise that faith. How does it work? Okay? In the knowledge of God, where the Lord said, the word of the Lord came to me, 1 in verse 4. The word of the Lord. And before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. We may have different functions, different ministries, but the same three words are there. I formed you. I sanctified you. I ordained you. How wonderful it is to know. And so this is a text that will be applicable to the two men. I knew you. I formed you. I sanctified you. And I ordained you. Even before you know it. And that gave tremendous encouragement. You see, faith feeds on knowledge. Without that knowledge, faith is an unsteady thing. But when faith has the Word of God to feed on, it will go a long, long way. And that's how it was. So it was really reading the Lord's Word. Now, did I preach from Jeremiah then? No. It took years and years of reading, of studying, before we took on Jeremiah as a family camp theme for 3 years. But it was important personally to ask, how do I overcome the fear? And the only answer is faith. Faith in the Lord to begin with, in His Word. And so began a lifelong commitment to study the Word of God, to read the Word of God, and to read it well. Now that is remembering. Now, how did the years go? Now, this is important. And so the training began. And the Lord said, came to me, verse 11. Okay, now, moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? Now, we may say, well, I see a branch of an almond tree, and that's it. What do you see? Now, you don't have a lot of depth there. Don't have a lot of understanding there. You see what is obvious. And the Lord encouraged and said, you have seen well. What does that mean? And that is where you learn, you train. You learn to see. You don't set goals. If at the end of the first year, the church doubled in numbers, 50 people, you know, he's just so happy. But the challenge was not in numbers. The challenge was, what do you see? And constantly you keep seeing, keep studying, keep observing, because it is based upon that the Lord will unveil, reveal the next chapter. That's the way the Lord works. What do you see? So constantly the challenge was to read the Lord's word, to look at ministry and ask, what do I see? And so we were there. And so we began the Sunday school ministry, the young people's ministry. You know, we began with an evening worship, not morning. Morning, I was serving the Lord in another church there. That's where I was. So I were two churches. So it's up and down. And then that for many years, and then after a while, began to focus only in Bethany, or on Bethany. Constantly, the key word was, what do you see? What do you see? And very much depends on what we see, that the Lord will help us to move on to the next level. But always, the word of God was there to help us to understand. And this was a real joy to understand how it is. Now, the next word, okay, is to how remembering, so many things to remember. The challenge was, do we know how to rejoice? What stands out? What really, really stands out? And it was just learning how to rejoice in the Lord. Not all the time easy, not all the time successful, but there it was, learning constantly. Sunday school growing, rejoice. Young people's ministry developing, rejoice. Worship service growing further, rejoice. Now we expanded after I went on for a few couple of more years that we had a morning worship service. So now we have two services, rejoice. And later on, went on to develop it further. Rejoice. And this is something that we all need to learn. But let's not just celebrate 45 years of blessing tiredly. That means it's a long time, and not everybody can find this sense of rejoicing. After a while, we want to call it quits. We call it retire. Have you seen people who are retired? They're only happy for about a first month. Afterwards, they want to retire. You know, you take the tire and then put back the grooves there. Because it is no fun. Every day, see at home, see each other. And it becomes a problem. I must say this to you, tongue in cheek. This person said, Pastor, we've never been to Europe, so we are now going on the long trip. We'll miss the Bethany anniversary. And Pastor, we're just praying that we won't get on each other's nerves. And you know what? That can happen. So you learn to rejoice. You learn to rejoice all in the Lord, learn to rejoice, see the Lord's hand of blessing until rejoicing becomes a part of your life. And it is not easy. You know, this is something that we need to learn. Well, Jeremiah is known as a weeping prophet. There isn't a whole lot of joy in the book of Jeremiah, I must tell you. It's a book when you feel depressed, you either read it to encouragement or become even more depressed. Because Jeremiah struggled with tears so much. He struggled with difficulties, struggled again and again. You know, but when you are depressed, when you are not happy, Jeremiah, you feel more comforted. You know that there's a prophet who also went through similar things, only worse. But you learn. The next word, looking back at all this, you learn to rejoice. You learn to say, is that all? You learn to say, it's nothing. You learn to say, it's okay. And that's how you develop. Here is the third way in which I look back all this year, and the key word was always, look for that renewal. What does renewal actually mean? You know, I like this idea. I really, so we began with fear. I cannot speak. And the Lord says, do not say, I am a youth. Verse 7. You shall go to all whom I send you. Whatever I command you, you shall speak. Don't be afraid. I am with you. And there was a tremendous sense of renewal. Renewal comes in many ways, in many forms, in many, many, many special moments. Take, for example, there is the word of the Lord given, and renewal comes to the heart. With understanding comes renewal. And I think this is important that we read. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, chapter 1 and verse 9. And that is always special. So you cannot tell when, but somewhere, somehow, sometime, renewal comes when the Lord touches your life. It could be anytime. It could be in an illness. It could be recovering from an illness. It could be a sense of joy and success, whatever. It's so good to see the Lord's hand touching touching you somewhere, somehow. And somehow there comes a renewal. The Lord touched, and that was, and the Lord said to me. Renewal comes again when we read in verse 9, I have put my words in your mouth. And then came the desire and the commitment to say nothing, to speak nothing, to teach nothing, except what the word of the Lord is in my mouth. See, the renewal kept coming again and again, and this is important for us to appreciate. And then we read in verse 13, and the word of the Lord came to me the second time. What do you see? So the Lord began to reveal things, and you begin to appreciate the word of God that was given. One of my greatest desires, one of my greatest challenges when I first began, so was to become to follow biblical guidelines, the biblical instruction, the biblical word, to preach nothing but the word of God, to proclaim, to focus on the word of God, and nothing else. No topical sermons, no themes on all kinds of things, just simply the Word of God. Now, that's really challenging. When you realize you have to preach from morning and evening, and then the cat class and Sunday school and special Bible studies all on one Sunday. And everyone different. And during the week, lead Bible study, prayer meeting, evangelistic Bible study. So literally every week throughout, 10 messages to prepare every week. That was a challenge that I set for myself that the Lord laid upon me. You see, it is so good to find a renewal when the Lord opens His Word. He'll touch your life, your heart, and you begin to realize it can be done. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. But remember, it's rejoicing, not being weighed down by the work. And this is important. So every time I go on a mission trip, I will also set my heart to do other things. I write. Then I don't know how much I have written. Until I come back, then I use the church computer, then look at a number of files that I have worked on during the week, besides teaching from morning to night. So during the week, I worked on 34 files. Besides teaching from morning to night. Is that possible? And it'll go back to the, is anything too hard for me? And so you see this constantly, the idea of remembering. This is what I remember again and again and again. And as I see the Lord's hand leading, blessing, guiding, the rejoicing within the heart that is always there. And of course, God grants special joy in special moments. You know, this is just one of special people. And they come into your life and they bring about a rejoicing that you cannot understand, but it's there as from the Lord. And then there comes renewal. And so if you were to ask me today, how would I celebrate this church anniversary? I will tell you these three things. One, I will take time to remember. Two, I will rejoice even more. Three, I will find that renewal that I would like very much to see. Because 45 years later, I don't want to ask myself, am I tired? Because if I am, it's time to step aside. But it shouldn't be. And it's something that we really, really, really thank God for. Wherein is that joy to be found? The renewal is in the Lord. So the vital training program that God has given to Jeremiah was something I adopted for myself. One, it was in the Word of God. Two, it was in my relationship with God. Jeremiah, what do you see? Describes a wonderful personal relationship between God and His servant. That is important. And, you know, you're something then. And then, again, the divine confirmation. You have seen well, Jeremiah. I'm going to perform my word. And this is the challenge to all the younger pastors. That's what you want to do. Take time to establish that relationship with God first. Don't come up with all kinds of high-flown ideas and goals and stuff like that. They're going to falter and they're going to fail. Bethany was not built on goals. There were goals, but there were goals that were set, that were based very much upon that constant, close relationship with God. And so, this is our challenge for the next year. I say we are looking at 40 plus 5, and then where are we going? Well, my target is just simply the Golden Jubilee, 50 years, after which we'll just go on to 51. How old will I be then? 73. And I want to be able to be here at 73, giving glory to God, remembering. I hope I will be able to remember, rather than who are you? It would be terrible. Do you remember? Can you rejoice? Or you end up being a sourpuss? Is it possible? The danger is very real. And then being renewed. This is my own personal goal. 73 and raring to go. Well, let's do another song. I don't know what the song will be, but listen, we don't know how the Lord will lead. But there is it, that renewal can come with deeper understanding, with deeper insight, with deeper faith, a stronger relationship with God. And I think that would be wonderful. And should the Lord have other plans, and the Lord calls me home, which would be a real blessing, then you must carry on. Remembering, rejoicing, being renewed. And that must be your focus as well. And then we will look at it very, very carefully. Can we do this? And the answer is yes. So Jeremiah chapter 1 is special to my heart in more ways than one. is something that we want to really, really take time to thank God for. 45 years is a sizable number of years in a man's lifetime. Careers don't even last 45 years that I'm counting. Can we go further? Three things. Constantly remember. Seek to rejoice in the Lord always. Find that renewal along the way somehow. And then we can celebrate every anniversary with the greatest sense of joy in the Lord. So as I read Jeremiah 1 today, it goes back 45 years. And I was then a youth. Don't say you're a youth, Jeremiah. I will tell you what to say. I will teach you. I will touch you. I will guide you. I will help you. I will do everything possible. I will make you strong like an iron pillar. I will make you strong with bronze walls. 45 years later, I'm happy to share this with you. It's true. It is more than possible. And so how do we face 45 years and beyond? Remembering with great gratitude. Rejoicing even more in the Lord. And then finding renewal. May that be your blessing too. Let's prepare our hearts for the Lord's word, for communion.